Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. David, the shepherd boy, secretly anointed to be king, has earned a reputation as a courageous warrior with deep faith in God. It is this relationship with God and his growing popularity with the people that kindles the king's jealousy, forcing David into exile. Years pass. David continues to live as a fugitive, increasing his band of followers while eluding the ever-hostile Saul. Despite having multiple opportunities to kill the king, David refrains. During this time, he also seeks temporary refuge with the Philistines, ironically becoming a vassal to King Achish of Gath, the city-state which was home to the giant, Goliath. He uses this position to raid other territories, convincing Achish that he is attacking Israelite towns. In reality, David is attacking the enemies of Israel, leaving no survivors, who can reveal the truth of his actions to Achish. David's sojourn with the Philistines is a delicate dance of survival, loyalty, faith, and identity, requiring wisdom, discernment, and reliance on God.
Be gracious to me, O God, for people trample on me. All day long foes oppress me, my enemies trample on me all day long, for many fight against me. O Most High, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
Meanwhile, Saul, sinking further into despair and paranoia, consults a medium and receives a prophecy of his doom. Finally, during a critical battle against the Philistines at Mount Gilboa, Saul and his sons, including David's best friend, Jonathan, are killed. The way is now open for David to return to Israel. After mourning Saul and Jonathan, he is anointed king of Judah, and 7.5 years later, becomes the king of a united Israel, fulfilling the destiny foretold by Samuel years earlier.
I will sing your steadfast love and justice to you, O Lord, I will make music. I will sing steadfast love and justice to you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. But when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart.
David's reign is marked by significant military, political, and spiritual achievements. He successfully unifies the previously fragmented tribes of Israel and Judah, making Jerusalem the political and spiritual capital by bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the city. David expands the boundaries of Israel through a series of military campaigns against surrounding enemies, including the Philistines, Moabites, and Edomites. He is known for his just and godly governance, and his popularity among the people soars. He establishes a strong central government, organizes a professional army, and enters into treaties with other regional powers. During this time, David is a man after God's own heart, leading the people in worship and composing psalms that express both personal devotion and the nation's collective soul. It is a period of prosperity and expansion, setting the stage for Israel's golden era.
exalt you. Have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips.
On one occasion, instead of leading his army in battle, David stays in Jerusalem, and from the rooftop of his palace, he sees Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite, bathing. Succumbing to temptation, he sends for her and commits adultery. When Bathsheba becomes pregnant, David tries to conceal his sin by summoning Uriah from the battlefront, hoping that he will sleep with his wife and thus obscure the paternity of the child. When Uriah refuses to enjoy the comforts of home while his comrades are at war, David arranges for him to be placed in the heat of battle, where he is killed. After a period of mourning, Bathsheba becomes David's wife. David might have thought his sin was successfully hidden, but the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. God sends Nathan, the prophet, to confront David with a parable about a rich man who steals a poor man's only lamb, mirroring David's actions. The confrontation is direct and piercing, and David is left without any excuses, fully exposed before God and man. He falls on his face before God.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, and blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
In the twilight of his life, David faces both political and familial turmoil. After a series of attempted coups, the king formally anoints Solomon, a son who is born to him after he marries Bathsheba, to be king over Israel and Judah. In his final public act, David leads a grand ceremony to dedicate the materials and plans for the construction of the temple in Jerusalem, a project he cannot undertake himself due to his extensive military campaigns. He delivers a heartfelt prayer, blessing the people and charging Solomon with the responsibility to walk in God's statutes and keep his commandments. Shortly afterward, David dies, full of days, riches, and honor, but not without leaving behind a complex legacy marked by incredible highs and devastating lows.
You made the starry host, you traced the mountain peaks, you paved the evening skies with wonders. The earth, it is your throne, from desert to the sea. All nature testifies your splendor. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sing his greatness, all creation. Praise the Lord, raise your voice, you heights and all you depths, from furthest east to west.
For the past several days, we have traced the life of David, the psalmist, in a musical journey. We have shared texts from several psalms along the way. It is our hope that these songs, prayers, and praises remind you that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.